Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Shkolim daf Yud Ches. Shkolim daf Yud Ches. We're in the middle of the Perek Shleishas Sheferis. We're coming down to the stretch run of the Masechta. There's three more daf after today. This Perek started off with the Mishnah discussing there were 13 Sheferis that were Sheferis to like Pushkas, really, together. Monies, and then we'll elaborate today about what was in those, what were those sheferis dedicated for. We already discussed in yesterday's daf both the 13 hishtachavayis, the 13 places of bowing down, where they used to bow down, and the 13 shulchanas, that's actually what we're speaking about at the bottom of Yud Zayin and Beis, the 13 shulchanas that were the different tables that were in the Beis Hamikdash. Just two quick points regarding yesterday's daf. Just one point of clarity and one point of halacha shayla. So first of all, the Mishnah, when it described the 13 place of Ishtachavayis, the Mishnah brings, it was connected to the 13 Sharim, connected to the 13 gates of the Azara. That's the Shita of the Mishnah. The Gemara says it's not universal. The Rabban argue, the Chum argue in the Mishnah, the Chum say that the 13 Ishtachavayis were connected to the 13 places where the Yevanim breached the walls of the Azara and then was subsequently repaired when the Cheshmanam drove out the Yevanim, so we bow towards those 13 and those 13 spots to commemorate the success of the Cheshmanim. That's the Rabbanan Shita. But our Mishnah goes with the Shita of Abba, I think it's Abba Yosef Ben Yemi, who says that the 13 is connected to the 13 Shiram. So two of the Shiram, one of them was the Shar Bechiris, that was in the south, and one of them was the Shar Kerbin, which is in the north. So we definitely spoke about this in the night share. I don't believe we elaborated this in the morning share, but just basic pshat. The Shar Kerbin was the Shar of the Kachik Kachim. The Shar Bechiris, we know is a Kachim Kalim. We know from Ezim Akaiman, the fifth parak in Zvachim, we say it in the mornings in Kabbanis, where do we shech Kachik Kachim? In the northern part of the Azara, right? Where do you shech, north of the Mizbeach? Where do you shech the Kachim Kalim? In the southern part of the Mizbeach. So it's very geshmak that the Shar Kerbin was for Kachik Kachim. You brought the gate, which was on the north side, Shar Kerbin was for Kachik Kachim, whereas the Shar Bechiris, which before should speak out, is Lav Dafka Bechiris. Bechiris could be representative of Kachim Kalim. The Shar that was for the Kachim Kalim was on the south side of the Azara, because that's where the Shechita for the Kachim Kalim was performed. By the way, Shechita for Kachim Kalim does not have to be Bedarim. It could be Bedarim or it could be Betzafan. The point is, it could be anywhere in the Azara, as opposed to Kachim Kachim, which has to be Betzafan. So we always coin it that the Makam for Kachim Kachim is Tzafan, and the Makam for Kachim Kalim is Dharam, even though Kachim Kalim Betzafan would be totally fine as well. Okay, point number one. Point number two is, when we're discussing the various tables in the Beis Hamikdash, there are 8 tables by the butchering house, and then we had 2 more tables near the ramp to the Mizbeach, that's 10, and then we had, of course, you had the Shulchan in the Hechel, in the Hechel with the Menorah, with the Mizbeach, you had the Shulchan, the main Shulchan itself, and then we had 2 Shulchanis with Lach Mapadim rested on the Shulchan all week long, and then 2 Shulchanis right outside the Hechel by the Ulam, we had one of marble or of silver, Mechleikis, when they were coming in with the new loaves of bread, they would put it down there for a little bit and then bring it onto the regular Shulchan Azav, and then one on the way out, which was made of Zav, when they came out, when they took the breads out of the Lechem Panim, out of the Shulchan, they put it down over there on the table of Zav on the way out. And the reason why the table on the way out has to be Zav is because Malam B'Kodesh V'Marid, and that was the Mishnah, you only go up in Kedusha, you don't go down, since the Lechem Panim was on the Shulchan Azav all week. Therefore, when you take it out, the only table that passes to put it down on would be a table that's also made of Zav because of Malam B'Kodesh. That was the Gemara's, the idea of the Shulchan that we referenced in the Mishnah towards the end of yesterday's Zav. So Shaila was brought to the Shaila Teshuva Torah Lishma. There was a community, I'm assuming it was just based on the Shaila Sephardi community, who they used to encase their Sifrei Torah with beautiful encasements. Most of them they had were silver, but one of them was wood. Right? Silver is mochash, the wood. Most was silver. One of them was wood. And the shaila they posted to Torah Lishma was that when they wanted to take out a reed from the wooden Sefer Torah, apparently you're able to slide out the Sefer Torah itself from the casings. So they wanted to slide it out from the wooden casing and put it into one of the silver casings. And then when they finished, put it back into its real wooden casing and put back whichever Sefer Torah, I guess, was in the silver casing, back into the silver casing. They wanted to alternate which casings they was using, that they should always be having a silver case when they lay in front of the tzibur for the cover of the tzibur to always have the nicer case. The shaila was, is it a problem? What was the question? The question was, is it a problem of Malam HaKadosh Lemeridin, the Sefer Torah that are in the silver case that are being taken out and put in the wood case temporarily? So is it an issue? You're temporarily going down, so to speak, in your level from silver to wood. It's, or you say, since it's only temporary, It's not a problem. If we be permanent, be problem, but temporary, it's not a problem. That was the Shaila post, the Shaila Teshuva, Teru Lishma, who answers from our exact Mishnah, our din, that the Lechem Apanim, which came out of the off the Shulchan in the Heichel, and it was temporarily put on the table outside. They would quickly divvy it up and give it to the Kohen to eat. The Kohen that was, the Kohen would eat the Lechem Apanim right away after they took it off the Shulchan. So how long was it on this table outside the Heichel? Very, very temporarily is there. And still, they were makbid, it should be a golden table because of Malam Kodesh Shalom Ridin. That's our Mishnah. So we see that the idea of Malam Kodesh Shalom Ridin applies even on something that's temporary, even if it's only going to be a placement for a few moments or wherever it is, it's still going to be an issue of Malam Kodesh Shalom Ridin. And therefore, he told the Kehila not to remove the Sefer Torah from its silver casing in order to let another Sefer Torah use that same casing, because you're going to be temporarily putting it into a wooden casing, or also vice versa. The one that you took from the wooden casing, you're temporarily putting it in a silver casing and then putting it back in the wood. That issue, that concern, even though it's temporary, is still a concern. That was the Pesach Torah Lishma. Okay, so we're at the bottom of Yud Zayin Beis. We were discussing, actually, that besides for the 13 tables, the Shulchanos that we know of, which includes one in the Heichel itself, one of the Heichel, there's 10 more Shulchanos that Shlomo HaMelech made. It's not, we didn't just have one Shulchan in the Heichel. Shlomo HaMelech made 10 extra Shulchanos that were in the Heichel. And we were discussing whether or not they were used, whether or not they weren't used. That was a machlekes right before the two dots. So we're at the two dots towards the bottom of the page. Just to give a roadmap, we're going to focus on these 10 Shulchanos that Shlomo made. We're also going to focus on the 10 menorahs. There was one menorah, of course, that was part of the setup in the Heichel. And a reminder, I'm going to come up again today's dot very clearly. The Shulchan was in the north of the Heichel. When you're walking from the Azara, let's say, from the Azara, from the Zbech Chitzan, towards the Heichel, towards the Kodesh Kodashim. So when you walk in, you're going from east to west. So to your right, to the north, when you walk into the Heichel, to your right, to the north, is the Shulchan. To your left is south, is Durham, is the Menorah. And straight ahead, right in the center, was the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaZav, the Golden Mizbeach. So we're going to talk about the 10 Menorahs also that Shlomo HaMelech made, in addition to the 10 tables. And then the next Mishnah, and much of the daf, is going to focus on the 13 Shafers, what they were used for. Says the Gemara, Tani, two dots, bottom, inside a base. Tani, Mizrach, Umayr, Fahim, Nisunim. These tables were placed from east to west, lengthwise, from east to west. Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Eimer, Safa V'Darvay, Nisunim. Rabbi Elazar, Shimon said, no, it was north-south. So the Gemara says, it depends, the sheet that says east-west is very good. Mandam, Mizrach, Marif, because remember, the tables were in the north. So if it went east-west, it makes sense, they all could be in the north. Kulim, Ruin, the Sheiris, they're all fit for Sheiris, for service, they're all fit to be used, because they're all going to be in the north. They're going, let's say, across the Dar Heichel, the tables, with the Iker Shulchan, the main Shulchan that was made originally, the original Shulchan in the middle, but they're all going on the northern side of the Heichel, going from east to west. So therefore, they're all in the northern part of the Heichel and fit for Avodah. Ma'adam Ritzafim V'darim Nimsa Shulchan V'darim. But when it says that you lined up the tables going from north to south, so the tables that were already towards the southern part, they're not in the right place. They're not in the north. The Pashtas is the Gemara just leaves his kasha without a resolution. Now remember, these were all, so to speak, extra tables. These extra tables Shlomo HaMelech made, but still, even though we had a machlokes just in the last Gemara, whether they were used or not, but seemingly to make extra tables and put in a place where it can't be used, the Gemara is bothered why that would be. Says the Gemara, Tani Hashulchan Haya. I skipped three words at the top of the page because some have it in parentheses, they take it out, but if we're garis it, the Tanakh takes it out. That's why I skip it. We typically go Tanakh, but the Gemara's words are umenayra betzafen. The menayra would be betzafen. That's going to really be part of the next conversation. We'll see when we get to the menayra. Says the Gemara, Tani Shulchan Haya Nasan Machatzia Bayis Filfnim. The Shulchan was placed in the inner half of the Bayis. Mashach Menakais Hashtiambas Umechzeklapi at Tzafen Umenayra connected Bidarim. The Shulchan was placed on the northern part of the Heichel, 2.5 amas away from the northern side, the northern wall. Well, Menorah connected with Durham, and the Menorah was on the southern side, 2.5 amas away from the southern wall. Mizbeach HaZav, Vayinasim Be'emtza HaBayis. And the Mizbeach HaZav, that's the Mizbeach HaPrimi, the inner Mizbeach, which is much smaller than the outer Mizbeach, that was placed smack in the middle of the Bayis, smack in the middle of the Eichel. It was right in the middle of the room. Chaylik HaSabayis Bechetz Lefnim, it divided the house from its inner half. Mashach Kim Beklapei Chutz, it was drawn out a drop towards the outside. V'kulanay Nusunu Mishlish HaBayis Lefnim, and all of them, everything over here in this Heichel, was placed in the first third of the bias. So if you look at the, if you consider the Heichal and the Kedesh Dashim, a bias of 60, it's a bias of 60 Amas. The depth of the Heichal was 40 Amas. The Kedesh Dashim was 20 Amas. So if you look at a total depth of 60 Amas, it was all placed within, says the Mashach Kim, I'm sorry, they all placed inwards of the first third of the bias. They were when you walked the Heichal, you went 20 Amas. And after the first third, after the first 20 Amas, because again, 60 Amas total, after the first third, you placed the Mizbeach first, right in the center, and then a little further inward to the north was the tape, was the Shulchan, and a little further inward to the south was the Menorah. Now, before we even go further, we're not going to be much of a focus of the daf over here, the Mizbeach, but there's very relevant halacha ma'isa shaila is based on this Gemara in terms of the bima in a shul. We compare a lot of things we do in a shul to what took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Rambam writes, the bima should be in the middle of the shul, should be the place where the person gets up to lain, where the person gets aliyah, lanes from, the person gives a drush in the shul, gets a drush from there. It should be centered in the shul, and everyone around them can hear, which is interesting, because when it's centered, then when you talk to the people behind you, unless you're turning around and moving, when you're laning, it's one thing, when you're giving a speech, it's a little bit different. But okay, but the Rambam says that the bima should be in the center of the shul. Kesef Mishnah asks, he brings the Ayla Chor, we see that not always that way. It's clearly not always that way. He says that it's Lav Dafka, meaning it's a nice thing, it's a hinder to make it like it was in the Beis HaMikdash, but not an Ikav, not a Dinat Makiv, and therefore the shul's to have the beam in the front, don't worry about it. Chassam Sefer and Archaim, if you come with Simon, Chassam Sefer and Archaim, I think it's Simon Chav Zayin, Chassam Sefer argues strongly on the Kesef Mishnah, and he says it's very nice Kesef Mishnah is making a Limud Chus for those shuls that don't have the beam in the center, that have the beam in the front of the shul. But he says, but it's my sense of mistake. Even though again the Kesef Mishnah is being, you know, trying to be matzik, what their anhaga, but their anhaga is a mistake. Rambam is dafka, the din is dafka, the mizbeach is damit to the bima. Bima is in the center of the heichal dafka, center of the mikdash dafka, and therefore the bima should also be the mizbeach was in the center of the Beis Mikdash, and therefore the bima should be in the center of the shul, and it's dafka. Further, we know that from separate ideas, some sefer is very much trying to combat the reform movement that was growing in those days, and in the reform movements, they used to specifically have the beam in the front of the shul to mimic what the churches had, which was like their services, their place of service and sermon and everything was the front of the shul. So in order to combat that changing, he felt that the changing factor of having a beam in the front of the shul would also mimic that. So perhaps, again, I'm not saying this as part of the tshuva, but I didn't see inside that it's part of the tshuva per se, but as a separate note. In fact, Chaim Seif was very strong in fighting against he was Chadash Asim HaTayra, in fighting against new things, and part of the idea of fighting against the new things was because of he was combating the reform movement. That could be also part of why he was very strong about not relying on this Kesef Mishnah and keeping the Bima in the middle, Dafka in the middle of the Shul. I know by us, if you mount, one of the things that Rav Kalman, what changed in when they, after they redid the shul, not that it made a difference, but when they, after they redid the shul, the bima in the small, in the Beis Medrash, in the library, the bima in the Beis Medrash was actually towards the front of the room, and there wasn't a table with any chairs in front. So you had the bima, and you had the Baal Tefillah in front of the bima, and there were no table and chairs, there was no one sitting in front of the bima. And he specifically had the bima move back, and had placed a table with chairs in front of the bima, so the bima would be considered, it's not perfectly centered, but it's definitely more centered in the center of the room. The chavrut's coming from this conversation. Now, two other comparisons. What we have, the shul, dinim of Beis Knesses, compared to the Beis Hamidrash, the Rama writes that we know, just like Esnan, Le'savi Beis Hashem, Esnan Zayna, right, the gift that's given to a Zayna, is considered repulsive and shouldn't be brought Beis Hashem. So the Rama writes that same thing applies to shul, donations to shul. Someone should not use monies that came like for Esnan Zayna, something discussed like that, or Mechir Kelev. One should not use that for shul either. We learn the same, we compare with the same type of dinim. Last year, Kiva Eger, I mean, there's other dinim as well, but we'll speak of one more. Kiva Eger, he debates whether or not you could plant a tree right near a shul, whether you could plant a tree right near a shul. There's a lach, you're not supposed to plant a tree close to Mizbeach, in close proximity to Mizbeach. So would those same dinim apply when it comes to a shul or not? And there was a shul in the town of Brisk where they wanted to put a tree, and there's a courtyard in the shul over there, and they talk based on this Shiloh of Kiv Eger, they said not to do it because of this idea of not putting a tree near the Mizbeach. You don't put a tree near the shul, near the shul either, because we compare the shul to the Mikdash. Okay, says the Gemara further. Esminaris Asher Shleima. Shleima Melch made 10 minaris. Just like we had the topic of 10 shulchanas, there were 10 minaris that Shlomo HaMelech made, he also made 10 menorahs. Shlomo HaMelech made 10 menorahs, Azava, Eser Kimishpatim. He made 10 Kimishpatim, which is an amazing feat, if you think about it. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know famously, there was an issue to make Miksha Echazav, to take one piece of gold, one solid piece of gold, and fashion, and form the menorah, was a big challenge. We have Mamari Chazal on exactly how that came about, but it was challenging. And here we have Shlomo HaMelech made 10. The Brisk Rav Al Torah actually asked a question. What's Pshat? Shlomo HaMelech was able to make 10, and Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty making one. Answers the Brisk Rav Al Torah that in true brisk fashion, that of course the menorahs, even the ones of the Torahs, had a din of kafta v'ferech. They needed to have those buttons, those flowers. They needed to have the same design as on the original menorah. However, the size didn't matter. There wasn't a kapeda on size l'Torahs. The menorah l'Torahs could have been different size, smaller, kafta v'ferech, larger. It wasn't a kapeda on the ratio, on the proportions. Whereas the menorah of Meisha had to not just be kafta, have the kafta on the prachim, which were apparently the difficult part, fashioning that out of the one piece of gold and having the kafta v'ferech. Not only was it difficult specifically to keep it to the exact size. He said, therefore, but we know by the second Mason Magdish, there were two menorahs. Shlomo HaMelech made 10 menorahs. It was easier to make menorahs l'dairus than it was the original menorah of Meisha, because Meisha made the menorah had to be to the exact dimensions. Okay. So it says the pasuk further. He put the heichal 5 to the right, 5 to the left. Now, what does that mean? When you're walking into the heichal, coming from outside of the heichal, coming from east west, 5 to the right would mean 5 to the north, 5 to the left would mean 5 to the south. That's no good. Don't tell me it means 5 to the north, 5 to the south when it says right and left. How the emanar b'sheira el b'darim, just like the question before by the shulchan in the north, the menorah is only kosher in the south. The menorah should be corresponding, facing opposite the shulchan to the south side. Five to the right of Meishav Menorah. Once you're in the Heichal and you're facing the Menorah, 5 to the right of Meishav Menorah and 5 to the left of Meishav Menorah. By the way, famous Gemara that discusses the Haritz Shiachim, a person who wants to be, have Chachma Yadrim, he should face the south. What's that going on? It's going on because we know Kiner Mitzvah V'Teirah Ar, right? The Menorah represents Teirah, Menorah represents Teirah, which of course represents Chachma. So a person who wants to be have chacham should go daven towards the south, because that's representing, that's like the powers of the menorah. A person who wants to become wealthy should go to the north, because that represents the shulchan and lechem upon him. That represents sustenance. That's where the ideas come from. Mamish from this gemara over here. Afal again, the gemara quotes it elsewhere in Bavli, but it's just the ideas come from again north and south of the menorah and the shulchan's placement in the heichal. Afal pikein lehem maver el shemay shabavad, says the brisa. Even though there were 10 menorahs, they only select the menorah. Meishav and the shemar menorahs azav v'neirah sel. Levar, Barav, Barav. Again, a single lashon yachid with my mashba that only Meishav Ben's menorah was lit. Again, a machlekes just like we had in the end of yesterday's Daf Yedzayin Beis about the shulchanos where the old time were used. But one member said they weren't. One member said they were. Again, here as well, Rabbi Yisrael Ben Yehuda Imer Alkulim Aver. All 10 menorahs were lit. Shemar, Ves menorahs when I say Levar, we kibish patam lefei advir sugar saviv. The lashon of Zav Sagar, the Lashon of Zar Sagav, sounds to be a Lashon of more than one menorah. And again, we spoke yesterday that there's actually another pasuk before we get there, but we spoke yesterday that even if all 10 shulchanos were used, all 10 menorahs were used, doesn't mean that you're being yates the mitzvah the whole time, you're still being yates the mitzvah the ikar one, but it was a hider to utilize them all in that fashion as well. It says the flowers, the lamps, the tongues of gold, it was from finished gold, michleis zav. What does that mean? We darshan finished gold to mean hein kilu zavishel shal the gears here. We'll go with Shlema. Making these menorahs, fashioning all these things, wiped out, Shlomo HaMelech had lots of money, lots of gold, they wiped out all his gold. The Gemara explains why. Shlomo HaMelech would take 1,000 kikars of zav. A menorah is made from one kikar of zav. He would take 1,000 kikars and continuously purify them. Put them in the kiln to purify them and take it out. He did it every time he did it. It would lose one kikar. He did it 1,000 times until it became a single kikar. The Kamesh Nemer, kikar zavtar asa isa. To be kind of the pasuk, kikar zavta asa isa. So it was made from the purest of gold. It took 1,000 gold kikars to ultimately come to one kikar to make the menorah, and that's how it wiped out. It used up all of Shlomo HaMelech's gold. Tanya Rabbeisi Rav Yehuda, Mais Menorahs Mikdash Sheisu Yisrael Menorah Shishas Moshe Rabbeinu. Dinazav, there was a ma'aseh where the weight of the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash was a drop bigger than the menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu that he made in the Mishkan by one dinazav. And they put it into the kor 80 times into this oven, and it didn't lose anything, because the question is, over here, he put it in 1,000 times, and it lost 999 kikars. And here, they put it in 80 times, and it didn't lose anything. Every time you put it in, it should lose something. Says the Gemara, various obvious terrors. It depends how purified it is already. The yayas, ad la yakum, al brarei, have chaser sagan. You're right. When it wasn't pure, it was losing a lot every time. However, min du kayam al brarei, le chaser klum. Once it was fully pure, it didn't lose anything. That's why they put it in 80 times. It was a kikar plus a small diner, and it was all fully pure, and therefore it didn't lose anything, even when they heated it up. Okay. Zakti, Mishnah Dalad, Halacha Dalad. Now we get to the Shefers. Shleish Esa Shefers, Ayyub Mikdash. There were 13 Shefers in the Beis HaMikdash. 13, like they were like pushkas, but like chess. Remember we spoke out the other day that they were narrow at the top and wide at the bottom, so you could put money in. Like our pushkas, we have a little slit, you can put money in, but it's difficult, you can't take money out, in order that people shouldn't be suspicious if I don't go near the menorahs, that they're trying to the shefers, that they're trying to steal money. You'd have to really turn it upside down and get busy with it, and you can't do that obviously without attracting attention, and therefore it's a way to protect from maris ayin of people taking money or from actual ganavim. Fine. So the 13 shefers of the mikdash, the 13 shefers of the mikdash were written, they were used as follows. The kasuv lehem was written on them taklichatin. You had one shefer for nushkalim. Right, Pirish Taklechatin, so he gets his name. Taklechatin Nushkalim, as a Shkalim of the current year. And we spoke out earlier in the Masechta, I think it was about Taf Beis, Taf Gimel. We spoke out that every year they try to bring the Kabbarnas Seber from the new Shkalim of that year. What's the new year for Shkalim, of course? For Shkalim Nisan. The Taklechatin, and then there was a Shefer for old Shkalim, which means people who neglected to bring Shkalim in the past, they would be put in the old Shefer, in the Shefer that was labeled old Shefer, old Shkalim. Kinim. Kinim is for the pair of birds. We'll see exactly what that means coming up. This will be Machlokes, the Mishnah. Geiz Eila. Geiz Eila also a young Eila bird. So what are these two things? We'll see shortly. Eitzim. There was another Shefer. Shefer number 5 we're up to was listed, labeled Eitzim for wood. Levina. Shefer number 6 was Levina. And Zav L'Kabayris. And the Shefer number 7 was gold for the service for the Kalim, Shishlim Nadava, and the remaining 6, remember there are 13 Shefers, we listed 7, the remaining 6 just had the word Nadava in it, they were for Nadavas. We'll see toward the end of the Daf, for Pshatim, what the 6 represents, why there were 6 Shefers for Nadava, were they labeled for different types of behemoths, different types of chiyuvim, or there are other reasons why there's 6 days of the week, and I get the Beis Av, the Kohanim that was on call. We'll see more right at the end of the Daf. Says the Mishnah, Paklechad, Shemachot Shem Jana, this Mishnah is almost like a Gemara. The Mishnah explains, the Mishnah now goes on to explain what we just listed earlier. Taklechatin Shavuchos Shemeshana, Taklechatin Nushkalim is for every new year. Avatikin, what does that tikin represent? Mishle Hevi Eshtakin, Shekel Shanaba, one who neglect to bring last year. The year before, he makes it up in this year, and it goes into this Shefer called Yishanim, the old Shkalim. But the point is, the reason why it's separate is because you couldn't use that for the Kabbarnas this year. It went to whatever usage they used, the Shirayim, all the leftovers from the last year's Shkalim. This Shefer, where the people were paying back old debt, went to that same type of usage. Next, Kinim. So we have Machlekes. Kinim hain term v'gaizlei ayla hain ayna. Divrei kulan ayles, divrei Rebuda. Rebuda says, we know, before we actually see this Machlekes inside, we should really explain. We know typically when we think of Kinim, we know that a woman who gives birth, a woman who's a Zava, Gedela, or a man is of Gedela, Mitzayra, we know they all have to bring a pair of birds. They bring a pair of birds for the purification process. There's a chiv to bring a pair of birds. One's a Chatas and one's an Ayla. That's the classic Khan. One's a Chatas, one's an Ayla. And there's Mishnayos, 15 Mishnayos of Kinim. We learned it, obviously, a little while back. 15 Mishnayos of Kinim, which are quite cheshbendik Mishnayos, but a lot of it is because of the combination of some of the birds, one bird being an Ayla, one bird being a Chatas. There's also a concept of being a bird as an Adava. So instead of being an abhem as an adava, as an idvus ayla, instead of being you can bring a large animal, male, you can bring a smaller male animal, or you can bring birds. So you bring a pair of birds for, which is typically much cheaper even than the smallest animal, for your nidvas ayla. So there's two different types of pairs of birds. Again, one is when you have one achatas, one ayla, and one is when you have both aylas. Rabbi Yehuda held that none of these shefers for birds were for the people that were mechuyev to bring achatas and ayla. That was not put in the Shafers at all. We'll see why in the Gemara. He held that both these Shafers were for Eilin and Davis. Narvas, you have to, there's two types of birds that people, you can bring on the Mizbeach. One is turtle doves and one is pigeons. So the two Shafers represented those two species. So the Kinim, which represented, let's say, a little bit larger birds, that's the turtle doves that were a little bit older, above 13 months. And the Bnei Yaina, that was the second Shafer, he said, which was the second one, which was called Gais Le'ayla, like baby chicks for Bnei Ayla. That's the Ayla. That's the Bnei Ayna. Those are the young pigeons that were brought. Those are the birds in the first year. Those ones that were brought. Those are the pigeons brought for Ayla as well. So both are being brought for Aylas. But all the types of birds here that we're discussing in the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda were Aylas. But one shafer was for turtle doves and one shafer was for pigeons. Zehu. That's the chalik. Says the Mishnah Divrei Yehuda. The Chamayim no. Kinim Echad. It's funny the names because I understand that according to Yehuda, the Gais Le'ayla can mean young birds. But why is the word Kinim, which Kinim really just means a pair, a kind of a pair of birds, but the wording is okay, but why wouldn't you pick a word that's more similar to turtle doves? Why are you picking just a general term Kinim? So there, Chamim, this fits better. Chamim say Kinim means a kan, a pair, a Echad Le'ayla Le'Echad Le'Chatas. Kinim is Echad Le'Echad. That's for the people of the Chiev to bring these, like, to bring these, this set of birds. And Ayla is Kulin Aylas. Ayla is all that money went to Aylas. For Nedava, so one shafer was for Chiyuvim and one shafer was for Nedavas. That is according to Chamim. The Gemara is going to elaborate on the Machlokes very shortly. Says the Mishnah further, Ha'imar Rebbe, the eighth, a person pledges to bring wood. We know we have a shafer for wood. How much does one have to donate if one pledges to bring Eitzim? He has to bring at least enough wood for two blocks. That was the amount that they put on the Mizbeach every morning, set up the Maracha with two blocks of wood. Levina, we're talking about, by the way, two blocks of wood on the Mizbeach HaPrimi, on the Mizbeach HaZov in Eichel. Levina. What's if a person pledges levina? How much does he have to bring? Leivchas b'kaimitz, he shouldn't bring less than a kaimitz of levina. Zav, if he pledges gold, leivchas b'dina zav, he shouldn't bring less than a gold dinner. The Rosh explained it depends on what he said. If he said a coin, does he have to bring the smallest gold coin that's considered that people would use, that people would pledge, which is a gold dinner? But if he just said gold stam without even saying coin at all, if he could fashion a small, tiny, useful kli out of gold, which is less than a gold dinner, that would be good as well. Shisha Nadava, now of these six remaining shafers that we use for Nadava my Isma, what do they do with these, the monies of the Nadava? Lechem ba'ilas, they're by Eilat Karbanas, Habas L'Hashem, ba'iris L'Kanim, the Basar goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's fully burnt, the iris goes to the Koyanim, the hides go to the Koyanim, Zem Midrash Darash B'yada, Yayada Koyan Gadol, there's a drash of the Yayada Koyan Gadol made, on the pasuk Ashem Hashem. It says about an Ashem, it's an Ashem that he was guilty with, it's Ashem Lashem. Zaklal, which is really, there's a little bit of a steer going on there, because we know Ashem, the busters eat the Mekahanim. The Lashon of Ashem Lashem has a mashmais that it gets, it's like Lashem, like an Eilon. So what's going on? How do we reconcile the pasuk? Zaklal. Anything that comes from Chatz Asha, meaning you had extra money, he's left over, you designate money for your Asham, for your Chatz, or you designate animals, and they were animals, it's a little more complicated, but let's say, because you have to let it get a mom, you have to redeem it, if that's had been done by Achrayas, Meisr Chatz, usually could go to the Misa, if it wasn't done with proper Achrayas, let's just stick to money. If you had, it could apply to animals too, but it's easier with money. If he has extra money for an Asham, for a Chatz, what do you do with it? It goes, you can buy an Eilus, use the money to buy an Eilus, so over there you'll have both. You'll have the Asham is an Asham, regular Asham, plus the extra monies is Takan Ayla. So that's Lashem Lashem. Habas Lashem Vayas Lakanim. And the Ayla, of course, we know the bus goes to Fulfill Hashem, and the Iris, the highs, goes to Kainim. Nimsa Sheikh Sukhanim, therefore, both Sukhim hold true. Asham Lashem, Asham Akayan. The element of Asham being Lashem is true, and the element of Asham Akayan also is true. That is one source. A second source to back up this general idea of Ayla's going on the Mizbeach. Va'imer, the Nadavah is going Le'ilus on Mizbeach. Va'imer, Kesef Asham, Kesef Chatas, Le'yuvah Beis Hashem, Le'kehanim Yiyu. The Pasuk says Asham money, Chatas money, should not be brought, shouldn't be brought to be Kula Hashem. It should be for the Kanim. Again, we see this idea that part of the Asham certainly goes to the Kanim. It just means the Mice of the Asham, that's what goes Kula Hashem, that's what goes for the Ayla. Okay. Says the Gemara, we have this Machlekes in our Mishnah, whether or not the Shafers, specifically the Shafers of the birds, whether they were Ulf and Adav, that's Rebu the Shita, or the Barnes say, no, the two Shafers of the birds, one was for people that were Machuyev appear, Chatas and Ayla, that's one Shafer, and a separate Shafer was for Ayla, for birds of Nedava. Tanya Bida Imer, Amar Bida. Lehei Shafer Shakina Mishlaim Nei Teruvas, they did not have a Shafer for Kina Mishlaim because of Teruvas, meaning they only had Shafers for Nidvas, Nedavas of birds, that's fine, but they didn't want to have a Shafer of bird peers, Chatas Ayla, because of Teruvas. What's Teruvas? Teruvas means mixture. What mixture are we worried about? Shema Thomas Achas. If the way it would work is, women would put, there's actually, we have a price that says, this is actually what they did. did. So that's going to be obviously a question of Yehuda. But the woman who mechuyev a pair of birds, they would go and put money. Let's just say it costs. The Gemara is going to say the exact amount of money in a second. But let's say they would bring their $100 and put it into much cheaper. I'm sure if the $25, they'd put it into the chest of the kinim. And then the Kohanim who were on call would make sure to empty the chest every day and utilize whatever amount of money that was corresponding to that amount of kinim birds, and they'd bring one for Chatos, one for Eila, have in mind L'shem, whoever his money was, L'shem whose carbon it was, and that would make the woman were actually able to rely that for sure took place, the Kohanim support that day, and they'll be able to go and eat Kachem, they could rely on it. Now, according to Behuda, you can't do that. You know why? Because if you can have the woman put money into this Shafer, and then one of the women, Nebuch, passes away, so when she dies, her chatas is a chatas shemesa b'alim. We know chatas shemesa b'alim is pasul. That money is mixed with all the other monies in the shefer. You have taruvas with money, which has to go to Yama Melech in the middle of my taruvas, and that's a problem. That's going to mess everything up. Therefore, Bita says, you cannot have a shefer of chatas ayla. If it's ayla, no problem. If it's all aylas, aylas can go b'mba b'nadava. Aylas shemesa b'alim is not a problem to bring it. Doesn't matter. But a chatas is going to be a problem. That was his issue. Says the Gemara of Atanya, we have a bomb kasha, really, what we just referenced. Now, this lashon is a little bit shver. This lashon is Isha that says, it's on me, a kan. That's nadava. So the Tanakh says it's a mistake. The Gemara reads, according to the Braisa, a different lashon, a different part of the Braisa, where the Braisa discusses over there, if you look at the Tanakh at the bottom of the page, bottom left side of the page, he says that really the Girsha should be that, we're quoting from the Gemara in Erevin, Daflam Beis, actually, from Erevin, and the more they discuss it, the Girsha is, Aisha Sheshla Leida, Aziva, a woman who had a Yeledis, the Ziva, where she has to bring a peer, a chatas, or an anayla, so going to talk about that type of case, Mevia to make Khan v'naysan b'shefer. She brings the money of the Khan, and she puts it into the shefer, says the Gemara, top of Ahmed Beis, v'ichas b'kachem, and she kachem, v'ayna chashash Hashem in tzatzel kayin. And she need not be concerned that the Kohanim were lazy, they were tzatzel, and they didn't get rid of all the coins from the shefer that day, right? Meaning, because once they get rid of all the coins, once they use them up, really, then you know that all the women who brought money, their kabbarnas were brought. You don't have to be worried that they didn't finish up the coins. They wouldn't leave, chazarka, they wouldn't leave the Beis HaMikdash until they finished up using all the coins. Okay, but the problem is, very clear, we see clearly there's no concern, like Yehuda says, about Demechatas Mesas, about one of the women dying and Chatas Mesas money mixed in. So why is he saying in our Mishnah, why is he saying in our Brisa that it's a problem? This Brisa clearly seems to say we're not worried about that. And we know it's just the Gemara is being a raya from a direct case, but we have close many places that people have Chasas Chayim. We don't just assume that people, without reason, that people have died. Says, well, you're right. Hikar Minan, Rabbi Yehuda was saying that what am I worried about? Bechatas Mesas Balim Vaday. I'm worried about a case where we'll know that one of the Balim died when we know what happened. You're right. Stamos I could be concerned that it may happen. We're talking about concern. So, which is interesting because he's still in the Mishnah still saying that he didn't want to use the shefer for a pair of birds of Echel Chatas Vechel Leila, because that would seem like to be the concern is because it may happen. But the concern that it may happen is not really a concern. The concern is that when it happened, right, if let me say it a little better. If we didn't know that someone died, you don't have to worry that someone died. But when we know someone died, now we're going to be stuck with an issue. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learns it. Fact, Gemara, V'yamina never abra b'zuzi v'nashti b'hat nara, v'yidach l'shru, why is it not an option just to take out the four zuz? Corresponding, if you know someone died, take out the four zuz. I guess that was the amount of money. The Gemara earlier didn't say a specific amount, but here the Gemara is giving an assessment amount that the carbon would cost. Take out the four zuz, get rid of the money that corresponds to the chatas, and throw it into the river, and then you should have no issue. Answers go harmony to Balma, Rabbi Yehuda Leste Breira. We have a call that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira. Since Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira, you're not going to know whose money taking out. You can't take out money and just say, this money, I'm not sure why you can't just say that the money should the chalais of the Kedusha, or whatever money this person has, should be transferred to this. Make a transfer, I guess it doesn't work, a transfer, and we don't say Breira, and therefore the monies of the person that's dead is still mixed in. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is still going to be a concern. But again, only it's really a concern when someone, you know someone died, that's been a concern. If you didn't know someone died, that maybe someone's going to die. Okay, says the Gemara further on to the idea of the. Well, first we discuss the Eitzim. Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Bab, Rabbi Mama Boy, Harela Eitz. When the guy says Eitzim, he has to bring two gizzer eights. What if he says eights? Could he bring one gizzer? He says yes, maybe gizzer echad. If the person says that, if he if he said eights instead of eitzim, it would be sufficient to bring one block of wood instead of two. Amr will give the money for one block instead of two. Amr Blazer, Masis Amr Kane, Shazek Karban, Fiasma, Fizek Karban, Fatsmai. The Mishnah is clear like this, that this is correct, because it's clear that each one's own carbon. What's the source? Kazdini Tamak, this time we learned in a Mishnah over there, Shnayim Biyadim, Shnegus Eitzim, that when they did the Tamil in the morning, so when they did the whole step in the morning, there were two Kadim that were involved. I think if I remember correctly, there was 13 Kadim involved in the breaking of the, in the breaking of the Tamid. And two of the Kadim's jobs would be, each one would be holding one block of wood. If the two blocks of wood would all be one carbon, so to speak, it wouldn't make sense to split it up with two Kadim. So the fact that you're giving each one a block seems like each one has its own status of carbon. And therefore, if a person pledges eights, singular, he can give one block and be eight to his pledge. Carbon, the rabbi says eitzim. Says the Gemara, it's just the pasuk says lashon over there, carbon, it comes to include eitzim. And we see again that, that the eitzim is considered a carbon on the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Aimer, Oivin Amma ba'amma shechekas. When we measure it, its thickness is the thickness of amma. Measure with a shechekas is like a larger amma, right? The amma you have amma 5 tfachim, amma 6 tfachim. You also have, even with tfachim, you have hands squeezed tight together, or the fingers a little looser. So we talk about an amma, we're talking about an amma of a expanded amma in terms of the thickness. However, when it came to the length, va'arkan amma geduma. But the length was specifically a measured amma. That is the simple text of the Tanakh Chazan. Rabbi B'shem Rav Ami says, no, kimin tutani. It was a cube. It was a cube. The thickness was like the stick push upon which the scale hangs. Basically, it was cubed. It was a perfect cube. The reason is, the Mar explains, Amar Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak, the reason why we're talking about it being specifically a small am, at least in the length, for sure, and maybe both ways, the whole makam in the racha was only an amma by an amma. The whole makam in the racha of the Mizbeach Mesh was amma by amma. Lefikach, lehebei ela amma gedula. Therefore, these blocks only contained the size, a length of one, when it comes to length, at least, according to one, both, but according to the first amount of number, the length was only one amagduma. For Tani Kane, there's a braisa, a raya, this is what we just said, that the Mizbeach HaMeshubenu was only had an amavai amav for the maracha. Why? Because it says in the braisa, ami is say, there's an amav of the base, amav seviv, the amav of the seviv, that's midway, it's a little more than midway of the Mizbeach, but six amas up the Mizbeach, there was like a ledge, that's it, and then the Mizbeach got recessed another amav. Amakar, so you have the Yisayid, you have the Sevev, Amakarkov, you have the Amma of the Karkiv that's towards the area at the top of the Mizbeach, which is the area the Kanam could walk around, Amakronis and Amma of the horns, which blocks the way from walking around, so that's four Ammas, the whole Mizbeach is five Ammas by five Ammas, and if you minus, take away four Ammas from all the four items you just listed, you're left with Amma Maracha, you're left with one Amma for the Maracha. So therefore, if you only have one Amma, therefore you can only have these Gizri Eitzim that were at most a length of one Amma long. Okay. Levina. We said in the Mishnah that first pledge is Levina. Lefchas Mekaimitz. He shouldn't give less than a Kaimitz. Shouldn't give less than a Kaimitz. So by the way, the Lashon Lefchas Mekaimitz, interesting Lashon. Leyifchas Mekaimitz. Bishkov Menachas already asked a question on this Lashon. Leyifchas Mekaimitz. Leyifchas sounds like you can do less, you can do more. Which is great, you could do more, but it sounds like there's no capade on how much more you do. Really, you can't do, you have to do denominations of a Kaimitz. You only makter Kaimitz at a shot. You're not makter Kaimitz at a half. Or two and a half. You make there one kaimitz at a shah. So you could donate two kaimitzim, but to donate one and a half wouldn't be good. Now, you'll say, no, pair it up with someone else who donated one and a half, and then you'll have three altogether. You can't do a kaimitz peshutfas either. You can't do kaimitz peshutfas either. So when we say leifchas mekaimitz, we are giving a minimum, but we're not saying any amount above that is good. As the Bishop of just Medaik in Menachas, they want to bring actually took a riot to Rambam, but the problem is, what's talking about Rambam? Rambam says a nice taich that if you're giving actual kaimitz, actually, the actual Levina, you give a share of kaimitz, but the Leifchus can be when you're giving money. The problem is, it doesn't really help our issue, because if someone gives money, again, you still can't bring a partial kaimitz b'shutfus, so it doesn't really help the issue. But it would fit with the Lashon. The Leifchus kaimitz could be, if you're talking about money, it's the Lashon, it's mashma, you could do more than a kaimitz, any amount, is similar to the Lashon of Rambam, but again, it doesn't really answer the question, because the question still applies. Why would you be able to give not full denominations of a kaimitz, because you can't have a kaimitz b'shutfas. Okay, Nemar Kan Azkara, the merchant brings a proof to this. It says Azkara b'lechem apanim v'nemar lalan Azkara. It says Azkara by the. It says Azkara b'lechem apanim. It says Azkara by the kaimitz. Ma Azkara amur lalan blot mali kaimitz. The Azkara by the Nechem Apanim is Mali Kaimitz, Afas Kar Makan, Mali Kaimitz. By the way, what Kaimitz we're talking about by the Lechem Apanim? We had the Kaimitz Levina. Remember, we had the two Kaimitz Levina that went together with the Lechem Apanim. So too over here, the Levina offering in general is a Kaimitz. Ima, La Lon Shtei Kumtzin, Af Kan Shtei Kumtzin. Over there, it's two Kaimitzin, right? We had two Bazichin, not one. So maybe here too, it should be two Kaimitzin. Amar, when a person pledges donation, Amar Rabbi Lai, Klum Lamdu Le Kaimitz Ela Mimichas Chaita. We're learning out the idea of Kaimitz, right? By Levina. We're learning out from the mincha of a chayta, meaning it's really being learned from the lechem apanim, which in turn lechem apanim was learned. That's what Farshah explained from the michas chayta. Malalon chaimitz hachaser pasul. Afkan chaimitz hachaser pasul. Just like over there, a chaimitz that's missing is pasul. So too, a chaimitz pasul is missing. But the point is, it's also only one chaimitz is sufficient. You don't need two chaimitzim. So to here, one chaimitz is sufficient. You don't need two chaimitzim. Amar Rav Yitzi Milsa de Rabbi Ila Amra. The statement that Rav Ila is saying, it comes out from a statement. A misnadev levina mevia becomes a shakayin. A person who donates a kaimitz has to bring the sheer, the amount of a kayin. Why? Because just like over there, the lechem upon him, you're doing the amount of a kayin, the sheer kaimitz was the size of the kayin's hand. So too, we always, this debate, when we talk about a kaimitz, whose hand, whose kaimitz? So the kayin is doing the avaida. So when a person pledges to bring, you could have said that when it comes to a person donating kaimitz, it's the size of his own hand. And we're saying, the fact that we're learning kaimitz from these other places, that the lechem upon him, therefore the kaimitz has to be the size of the kayin's hand. And that's not kayin, by the way. When you pick a kayin, the Rishayim explained, when you pick a kayin, you're going to pick the largest kayin. Once we're picking that it has to be the hand of a kayin, you think you pick the average kayin, you don't pick the average kayin's hand, you pick the size of the hand of the largest kayin who's serving that day. So therefore it is a chumrah that you're picking a larger shear. Rabbi Chizki b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, I feel the kaimitz of Bailam. He says, no, you bring in the shear, the Levina can be brought the shear of the Bailam's own hand and the kaimitz, and that's sufficient. Okay, last Gemara, we discussed in the Mishnah six other shafers of I'm sorry, before that, we said if a person pledges Zav, Leivchas, he shouldn't give less than a gold dinar. Amar Blaz, we spoke this out. Hushes Katsura, that's only when he said a Tsura of Kesef, that's when it's gotta be Davka a dinar. Avam Lehis Katsura, if he didn't say a Tsura, maybe if he had Tsinaira. If he didn't say a Tsura, he didn't say a type of coin, he just said the word gold, then he could bring, like it's like a little baby fork that was made from gold, which apparently was cheaper than a golden coin, he could bring that as well if he didn't say specifically coin. Shishin Adav, we said in the Mishnah there was six of these shafers that were for Nadavas. So there's going to be, I think, four Mahalchim as to what these six chests were for. Chizki Amar, Kenegat Shisha, but the Aves, these, I mean, obviously the chests were for extra monies, right? The Mishnah already said, for filling up the Mizbeach with Nidvas Tiber, with Karbanos Eilus for the Mizbeach, Kates Mizbeach, but the point is, what was the, why six? What's this, why were there six shafers? So, first Mahalch is, Bapadja says, we know every week there's a Mishmer, a different Mishmer on call, and there were six base avs for that Mishmer each day of the week, and the seventh day they all did Aveda. But 6 days of the week, each day of the week, had a separate base av, so they purposely wanted to make it that there shouldn't be any notion of there being unfairness of who got more hides, more oilus, novice being born on that day. So each one had a shafer for his day, each base av. Bapadja Amar, Kenega Shesh Pemas, Kenega the six type of animals that could be born as Ayla, and the Mara specifies a par, eagle, sire, Ayil, Gedit, Le, right? The bull, the calf, the goat, the ram, the baby goat, and the lamb are all different types of potential Ayilos. Shmuel Lamar Keneged Shisha Karbanos. Shmuel says the six shafers are Keneged, the six Karbanos, where of Chiyuv, where the surplus of those, the Meiser of those Chiyuv, can be used for these nidvas ailos, what are they? Chatas hashames menaches asirus eifa. We see actually with the parentheses kinei zavim kinei zaves kinei hadas chatas hashames menaches asirus eifa. Those are the six where the maestros will go for the dava. Amar Bechanan ayidei sham dava ruba ribov shevis harbi. And Rabbi Bechanan says no, simply because there are lots of nidavas, there are lots of people giving nidavas. Therefore, they have to have six shevis to just encompass the nidavas, or just as a practical amount. Why six? Because that was the amount that they estimated was the proper amount to be able to contain all the different. Just to explain better in Reichanan, if they would have only one chest, so, you know, there's a LIFO, FIFO, all the money that would go into the chest, right? All the money that would be put into the chest, you could have money that stays in there for a while and wouldn't get used up. It would get stale. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but the money gets stale. So in order to make sure the money's constantly turning over, by having six different chests, it made it that all the monies in the various chests were being constantly turned over and not some money sticking there forever and other money's being used. That's what they explain in Rabbi Yochanan. We'll pause over here, pick up here tomorrow, Mr. Shem. We're right at the end of this parak. We'll leave this for us late. We'll pick up tomorrow, Shem. Have a wonderful day.